Welcome to Sharing the Joy, Mia Technique's monthly telecourse for the general public. Thank you for joining us. My name is Cole Black, your host for this evening. I'm pleased to have with me tonight one of the co-founders of Mia, Debbie Rosas. Tonight we will be talking about Mia, the power and the passion of the technique, as well as answering a few of your questions. Tonight's call is being recorded, and you may download the recording from our website, www.mianow.com, beginning sometime tomorrow. And now, I turn it over to Debbie Rosas.
All right. Well, I'm very, very excited to have you with me today. My name is Debbie Rosas, and I'm one of the co-founders of the Mia Technique. I'd like to welcome Mia students and also those of you who are new to Mia and have possibly never taken the class. What I'd like you to do right now is to just close your eyes. And I want you to think about nothing but pleasure. I want you to think about the sensation of pleasure. And I want you to imagine physical grace and physical ease, personal power, the sensation of self-healing, and the emotion of joy as the way to get fit and stay healthy. Because that's exactly what Mia is all about. And that's exactly how Mia creates fitness. Fitness from the inside out. Fitness that is rooted in pleasure, not pain. I also want you to pause for a moment and realize that you are, maybe for the first time, connecting to a community, a culture, a conscious culture of people. Listen to the message, the words that I will share with you, for they will reflect Mia, which is a loving philosophy, which is rooted in the body's way, the science of the body. And that is that we listen to the voices of the body as a way to guide and make choices. The body's way, the design, is the map that we follow. And for those of you just joining us now, my name is Debbie Rosas, and I am one of the co-founders of the Mia Technique, and I welcome you to this general public teleconference. On this call, I'm going to give you a little nibble of Mia. And I use the word nibble because when people ask, you know, what is Mia? Oftentimes you'll hear the statement, Mia's like chocolate, you have to taste it. And we say that because the body's way, the voice of the body, is the voice of sensation. And sensation to the body really is food. So your body is always nibbling and feeding itself on sensation. As always, I'm thrilled to share with you what has touched and personally changed my body and my life, which is my work, the Mia Technique. For those of you new, let me tell you a little bit about what Mia is. Yes, it's a workout. Yes, it's a fitness program, but it's more than that. It's a whole lot more. It's a life art. What does that mean, a life art? Well, it's not a martial art. We don't protect ourselves, but it's a life art. And that life art means that you're going to learn how to live in your body, how to make choices based on pleasure, and basically turn your life and living into art. Learn how to be expressive, elegant with your thoughts and actions, proactive at making healthy choices, and passionate about everything that you do. Mia is a workout for your body. It's a workout for your mind, emotions, and your spirit. And we say workout, but really Mia is a work-in. It is a way for you to become connected to your body and intimately connected to your spirit and your soul, connected to yourself, learning about you in the process of moving your body. What I want most to do during this talk is to inspire you to fall in love with the body and your body, and most of all with moving as a way to stay healthy and get fit. But before we get started and I talk a little bit more, what I'd like you to do is just stand up for a moment and do a 30-second shake. Shake your whole body. Shake your hands, shake your wrists, shake your elbows. Shaking is an excellent way to move energy in your body. You might even add a little sound, such as an eh. That's the body's way, and it's also Nia way. So now in your own time and in your own way, come back and sit down, and let me tell you what we're going to talk about. I'm going to talk about conditioning. And conditioning is a word that is used a lot in fitness, but there's something very unique about the word conditioning when we talk about Nia conditioning. And that is that Nia conditioning involves... So healing is a very important part of Nia conditioning, and it really is at the heart of conditioning. Nia conditioning, just like everything in Nia, is based on sensation. And it's something that you personally learn to not only activate, but use to guide and monitor how you do what you do. There are certain concepts that we use to condition the body, mind, emotions, and spirit in Nia. And the first most important tool is sensing. That the way you condition your body and heal at the same time is through sensing. And it's not only key to helping you heal, it's also key to making fitness happen. Sensation is the voice of the body. Another tool is what we call self-initiating and learning how to monitor your own choices. A word we have for this and a phrase is called learning to be your own conscious personal trainer. This is a way for you to make choices and observe, how am I doing? How am I feeling? And then learning to make choices so that you're always feeling better. Personal conditioning is the art of changing your own body. It's what you do to motivate your body to bring you back to class again and again. Focusing and directing your attention and energy is another key tool that we use in Nia conditioning. Learning to focus your mind means that you're really going to get the biggest bang for your buck. Energy follows attention, so that when your mind is focused, the energy that you're putting out during any workout is going to be used efficiently. When you use your mind to direct your body, your 75 trillion cells hear the message, meaning that you move as a whole systemically. Intent is how you set a goal or the outcome you want for success. In a Nia class, you may focus on your feet, sensing your feet, leading with your heel, which is the natural way to walk, sensing how you step when your feet are moving, as in walking, and sensing how you slip into what we call stances, where both feet stick momentarily. The intent of using your feet, focusing on your feet, could be to feel more relaxed and grounded as you walk and move throughout the day. Repetition is key to conditioning. What's unique to Nia is we don't repeat to see how many we can do. Each time you do a movement, you're actually seeking a very unique sensation, something new, so that every repetition is actually a new movement. Moving at your own natural time, in your own way, and in your own speed is very key to Nia conditioning. All bodies thrive on what we call dynamic ease. And dynamic ease is your ability to use just the right amount of energy that you need to do the movement. So dynamic ease teaches you to move at a speed, at an intensity, where you can condition your body without the need to tear your body down in order to get stronger. Range of motion is another important tool for conditioning. And when you move in a range of motion where your body can be balanced between mobility and stability, that means that you are conditioning your body and using a very important energy, and that is an energy source you have available to you that works like a free weight. It's called gravity. When you learn to sink into gravity and push away and lengthen and move in a way where you are moving in constant motion, mobility, or pausing momentarily to sense stability, you then are able to support your motion vertically from heaven to earth and horizontally. And you're able to move from underneath and behind. These are techniques that we use in Nia to help you move and efficiently. Most of all, Nia conditioning is about teaching you to seek the sensation of positive tension. And that means that no matter what sensation you're working with, whether it be strength, which is the sensation of muscles packing against the bone, or the sensation of flexibility, which is the sensation of energy moving out and along the bone, or mobility, the sensation of energy in constant motion, or agility, the sensation of a start and stop energy, or stability, where you pause and are restful. It means that you are sensing a positive tension that makes it possible for you to move more and more in healthy and appropriate ways for your body's way. Your body's way is how you learn to condition your body. That means that you make choices that address your body on any given moment at any given time. As you learn to follow the voices of your own body and make choices based in pleasure, the conditioning that you will receive will be lasting, and it will also be self-healing. So think of conditioning as a word that you associate with personal results. Think of conditioning as not one sensation, but many. And think of Nia conditioning as something that you do for yourself, something that you do and achieve through pleasure and joy, through stimulating your body with love. I'd love to hear a little bit from you, and I'd love to answer.
Hello?
Yes, so who do we have online?
Yes, my name is Alan Jack Nagorian in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yes, Alan, what can I do?
I always have one conflict with myself about really embracing Nia more and more.
Okay.
As you say, the problem is selfishness. If I am going to enjoy my body more and more and only concentrate on my own joy, am I only being totally selfish to myself and not sharing that joy with other people?
That's a great question, Alan. Well, you know, when you are giving yourself love, the energy that is radiating, that really filling the room and filling the universe, is a very heightened state of love. It's not love. I apologize for all the confusion and the buttons and the bells. I'm not quite sure what's going on with the teleconference line.
That's okay. Continue, Debbie.
Yeah, but Alan, it's very important that learn the art of self-love and what I call really finding your pleasure buttons and learning to move and choose self-love and having 100% attention on you and your body is critical to your health and wellness. When you love yourself totally and unconditionally, then you are expressing that through yourself, and that is a tremendous magnet to others, and also it's a tremendous role model. So there's nothing selfish about taking care of yourself when you're moving.
So Nia then becomes a magnifier.
It becomes a magnifier for love. You bet. The more you love what you're doing, the more you find that people around you will be saying, "Boy, I want what he's having. It's really great." It's kind of like that Harry Met Sally thing.
Okay, very good. Bravo.
Okay. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
So who else do we have?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Jacqueline Collins. I just absolutely love Nina. I thank God for you every day and what you've done over there. I became a certified belt for 3 years back. I knew Nina was geographically popular, and I wanted so I could with me. I've introduced it to a completely like conservative town who's never heard of Nina.
Okay.
So it's very helpful to me to hear about you're talking about the self-love, because I've got a few students who had never heard of Nia before. I'm bringing it to this area in the South, and they are starting to finally take a turn. One night had a very powerful experience where everyone was crying because we were doing that whole like touch of self. Because most fitness, you know, regimens are kind of body from your mind. So it was just a powerful experience. You have questions of how to continue to bring people into the experience and not have them run away too quickly. I've had lots of folks run away too quickly.
Okay, well, first of all, I think it's important to remember that when you move the body, you are awakening the emotions, and you're also going to awaken all kinds of personal feelings. And so it's important to respect people's process and their time. And oftentimes, what you might begin to do is in your 5 minutes where you set your focus, is to let people know. Say, don't be surprised if you have an emotional reaction to this work. Because Nia is meant to touch you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Nia is meant to go deep. Nia is meant. Who else? Let's have another question. Yes. Who do we have online?
I have a question.
Yes, what is your name?
Hi, I'm Nicole from the Philadelphia area.
Hi, Nicole.
Nice to meet everybody. My question is, sometimes I hear people talk about people being up in their head, and I was just wondering, what do you feel is the balance between mind and body? And, like, in Nia, should body take precedence over mind, or are they kind of even?
Okay. Well, it's impossible to separate the body or the mind or the emotions and the spirit. They really are connected. However, where you place your attention is what is key. And that's what creates the separation, which really is an illusion. So if I place attention on my
body
and I'm connected to physical sensation, one could think, wow, she's in her body, she's not in her mind. However, what is helping me to observe my sensations and the part of me that is helping me dialogue and say, wow, that feels gentle, that's my mind. So my mind in many ways is the part that brings language and brings a consciousness to what I'm sensing in my body. Now, in Nia, what you'll hear us say is, stay in your body, maintain a body-centered approach, and get out of your mind as fast as possible. And for the reason for this is that if you stay connected to physical sensation, you have a greater chance of avoiding injury. If you are in your mind thinking about how to move versus sensing how to move, you can oftentimes make choices from your mind or from your head that are not really appropriate for what your body needs at that moment. And so the idea is to develop an ongoing moving conversation with your body, paying attention to sensation. And then from time to time, have your mind...
Exit signs are on. Exit signs are off.
So your mind would say, you know, how does this feel? And your body would say, well, that feels good. And your mind might say, Well, gee, do you think you can do a few more repetitions? And your body might say yes or no. So it's a conversation that you use that helps you actually move in a conscious way, but in a body-centered way.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Jacqueline. All right, another question.
Hello,
Debbie.
Yeah.
Alan, Jack Navorian again. If nobody else has a question,
Alan.
If somebody has a question, let them jump in.
Okay. Yes, Alan.
Okay. Just being a guy and being the only one in my class with all of these women, just to lighten up the questioning, and since I have an opportunity of speaking with you.
Yes.
Your perspective on why it seems to me, it seems to appeal more to women than to men.
Oh my! Well, that's a great subject, actually, and I'd love to have a whole half an hour to talk about that. I have my theories, and I don't know how accurate they are. First of all, I believe that because NIA is a group exercise program, I find that more women are interested in a group exercise format than men are. I find that if men are going to do group exercise, it tends to be sport-directed. Other than that, their exercise is something that they do with running or going to the gym. And it's not their need to be in a community experience while they're exercising doesn't seem to be as great as for women. I also believe that we're living in an important time for women, and that is where women are claiming a part of that is that women really were the healers, and women are coming together in community and not only reclaiming movement as a healing tool, but they're through the movement, they're also all right, so back to the why men aren't in class. I also believe that because of the combination of feminine and masculine movements that not a lot of men are comfortable with shimming and shaking their booty quite like we do in a NIA class. However, if I was a guy, it would be the one place I'd be going to. You're in good company, Alan. All right, love to take another call. Question.
Hi, Debbie. This is Holly Curtis.
Hi, Holly.
How are you?
I'm good.
I wanted to make a comment about the balance of the mind and the body.
Yes, please.
And what I have done for myself is during my NIA class and really throughout my day is I direct my mind to be in service to my body.
Excellent comment.
Yeah, so like you're saying, that the dialogue is always the mind checking in to see if my actions are really what's best for my body. And then that way I don't have to leave my mind or desert my mind or not be in my mind. Or I can actually really engage with it, but know that I'm using that power to direct my attention back to my body.
Absolutely.
In my body.
You know, most personal growth and self-help programs talk about, you know, of the four bodies, the body, mind, emotion, spirit. The mind is the one that requires, in a sense, the most training to control it. And what I love in NIA is how we use the left and the right side of the brain. You know, the left side giving students an opportunity to make choices and to count and to listen for sounds in the music. And then we also incorporate a lot of imagery and visualization, which adds to the systemic movement and adds to the personalization of the experience for everyone. And it's a great way to integrate the mind with the body.
Yes, it really is. I have a question for Alan.
Alan, you still on? I got a question for you. Go ahead and pose it. He can probably hear you.
Yeah, I was really, I understand how you are feeling perhaps a little bit awkward being the only guy in the class, but I also am curious to know what is different for you exercising in a NIA class as compared to, say, going out for a jog or going down to play tennis or some of the other kinds of things you might choose to do.
Alan, are you on?
Maybe I could answer. My name is Tony.
Please, Tony.
Thank you. I'm from Louisiana. I'm also the only guy in my NIA class, and I think in Louisiana I could be the only guy who's in NIA in the state. I'm serious.
Good for you.
And I don't know. I think find women more interesting than men, and I'm not gay. I'm married and all that stuff, so it's not about that. And so I find myself in places where women are attracted to. I also find it to a lesser extent. I'm in Pilates, and
uh-huh.
I notice I have my shoes off in both places, and I find mm-hmm. that I'm not intimidated by being. I'm very comfortable with women, and I don't know. I find that something, and I don't want to be gender prejudicial, but I think that women they're smarter. I don't mean smarter like rational intelligent, but that there's, because I think both are, they're the same, men and women, but there's something that women can access that unless you really pay close attention as a man, you don't get it. And I guess I'm blessed to be able to be in that. Now to tell you the difference, from that and other aerobic classes, I've done those in the past, and I guess I'm not enough in NIA yet to tell you why, but the darn thing makes me keep coming back, and it's one of the, I just keep coming back, and I also healed an arm.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I've been doing Pilates regularly with the equipment and the apparatuses for almost 3 years, three times a week, and I did NIA, and after about 2 months, this arm I thought was going to need surgery was no pain.
Wow.
And so I don't know. I'm rambling on, but that's kind of my take on it.
I think we hear that, you know, the part you talk about women, I think it's an intuitiveness about the feminine that is very attractive. And, you know, Tony, I'd love to hear your story. So if you'd like to, you know, write a little letter to us and send it to Debbie at nianow.com. That would be terrific. And I want to thank you, Tony, and thank everybody for joining us on the call tonight. You can find more information and get more support online at www.nianow.com. And there you can sign up for NIA's free monthly newsletter. And you'll also be able to read about the history of NIA and find out what the press has been saying since the beginning in 1983. You can find class listings and information on and teacher training and also